here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the man of whom the poet W.H. Auden wrote, "If often he was wrong and at times absurd, to us he is no more a person now, but a whole climate of opinion under whom we conduct our different lives." He was writing about Sigmund Freud, born Sigismund Shlomo Freud in the town of Pribor in what is now the Czech Republic in 1856. To Jewish parents, his father was a wool merchant, not much money in the family, but they wanted the best for Sigmund, so they sent him off to the University of Vienna, where he went to medical school, and where he worked with Josef Breuer, who made a breakthrough discovery when he hypnotized a young woman who had been diagnosed with what was then called hysteria, and she talked freely, and it seemed to help her. She herself called it the talking cure, and Freud adopted that, and the idea of analyzing the experiences, particularly childhood experiences, of patients and figuring out what was wrong. And he developed a practice which came to be known as psychoanalysis. Freud considered himself to be a scientist, but these days he's gone out of fashion, at least in the scientific and psychology communities. And today there are only about 20,000 Americans in Freudian psychoanalysis, which is about 1% of the people who are in therapy. But his cultural influence is huge. Even if people never read his books, they know about penis envy, the Oedipus complex, phallic symbols, the id and superego, and the Freudian slip. And most people accept the basic idea that our minds are capable of repressing traumatic experiences or feelings, and that there is benefit in talking about them. The novelist John Irving said, "Sigmund Freud was a novelist with a scientific background. He just didn't know he was a novelist. All those damn psychiatrists after him, they didn't know he was a novelist either." Here's a poem for today by Hank Hudepohl entitled Family Garden. "Tell me again about your garden. Tell me how you planted in the small flat of mountain land corn seed and bean seed, how your finger poked the soil, then you dropped in 3 dark bean seeds for every yellow seed of corn. Trees and mountains collared your land, but the fenced garden opened freely to sun and warm summer rains. Your potato rows bulged in July. You ached from digging them up, your hands down in dirt, the cool lump of a tuber, brown spotted, just recovered, a greeting like shaking hands. Baskets full of bumpy brown potatoes filled your basement until fall, until you gave away what you could, throwing out the rest. You gave away honey from the white hive, too, that box of bees beside the garden, honey stored in mason jars, a clearest honey nectar from lin tree blossoms and wild flowers, the bright taste of honey on the tongue spoke of the place, if a place can be known by the activity of bees and a flavor in the mouth, if a person can be known by small acts such as these, such as the way you rocked summer evenings from a chair on the porch, tending your inner garden, eyes closed." Family Garden, a poem by Hank Hudepohl from The Journey of Hands, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.